Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny Cox. Welcome to the show today. This is a show that is dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. We talk blues, talk the music, instruments, artists, songs, history, much more. We have a pretty interesting show today. Today I'm doing something a little different. You know, everybody knows the blues artist that I have featured in this on this program over the past few months. And I tried a little something different today. Even though these guys are traditional blues artists, not all the recordings are traditional blues recordings. And so, you know, you can't just do the 1-4-5 all the time. You got to branch out just a little bit. But these are still really good songs. I'm sure some of the purists out there will have something to say about it, but that's the way it goes. We're going to get right into it right now. A fine blues artist, Mr. Robert Cray, and the forecast calls for pain.
Thank you.
There's Mr. Robert Carey. The Forecast Calls for Pain. Really good song. I like the lyrics right there. Coffee for my breakfast, shot of whiskey on the side. The Forecast Calls for Pain. I love Robert Carey's lyrics. I love the sound of that popping Fender Stratocaster right there. You can tell right there that the Albert Collins was a major influence on him. I think when he actually first went on tour ever, on a major tour, he opened for Albert Collins, and he learned a lot. So the main thing he learned is how not to be a jerk when you're on tour with 20 other guys. Now, that's pretty good advice right there. Well, let's get right into here. I think it was the fourth album that Robert made, Strong Persuader, won a Grammy for it. Just a wonderful record. If you were buy any Robert Carey record, I suggest you buy Strong Persuader. And here's a good song right here, Right Next Door Because of Me.
I can hear the couple fighting right next door. Their angry words sound clear through the eastern walls. Around midnight I heard them shout, unfaithful one. And I knew right then the axe was gonna fall. It's because of me. It's because of me. I heard him shout, mumbled low. He said, baby, don't you lie to me no more. And I'm listening through these thin walls, silent shame. As he called out my name, I was right next door. It's because of me. It's because of me. Because of me. Such a strong persuader, but she was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose the man that really loves her. In the silence I can hear their breaking heart.
She's gonna lose the man that really loves her. If the sign
is Robert Cree, Right Next Door Because of Me. She was right next door, and I'm such a strong persuader, but she was just another notch on my guitar. What a wonderful lyric. What a wonderful sounding Fender Stratocaster right there. And obviously through a Fender twin amp, you can't deny the sound of that, right? And that's just good stuff right there. Robert Cree's as good as it gets. And we have another Robert Cree right here. Another one of my favorite songs of his, Foul Play.
It's Wednesday.
There's Foul Play, Mr. Robert Cree. I love the lyrics right there. She better have some kind of evidence of all this extra pay, because I suspect foul play. Sitting here like a fool every Wednesday night. You know, almost every Robert Cree song, I really can't think of one that doesn't. It's always about a woman. You know, so either he's in love, or a woman's cheating on him, or something like that. But, you know, I guess that's me. That's what the blues is all about. Well, hey, don't go away. We have much more in store right here on Red, White, and Blues. You're listening to WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.